Good morning, evening, afternoon, night, wherever you're coming in from. I'm Luke Bradbury, and you're listening to the Listen and See podcast. Today, I'll be discussing everything from surf to the ocean, to things in the ocean, to problems around the ocean, to problems around surf, and problems around the world, but also sweet waves. So, starting things off, we are going to go over a little bit of something called climate change. It's an obvious thing happening. We got lots of shit going on in the world, but that might not be bad, at least for surfers. But we'll get to that later. But due to climate change, there's been tons of heat waves happening over the ocean. Per Nature Communications and the National Center for Atmospheric Research, these oceanic heat waves are doing a number on marine life and bringing new species in. So, for those of you familiar with the concept of the El Niño, which is an unseasonable or an unusual high temperature in the ocean, it brings lots of sea creatures. Most specifically, in the Southern California area last year, and I think 2 years ago also, we had all these little guys called tuna crabs. They look like crawfish. Kind of move like a lobster. They're weird looking little guys from way down south, but those come up a lot. And then we also have lots and lots of more marlin showing up in Southern California, so for those of you interested in fishing, that should be some good eating. And then hopefully with this new heat in the ocean, these heat waves, something that we can salvage off of it is some more south swell waves, southern hemisphere hurricanes that come with El Nino temperatures. Moving on, we're going to dwell into the 2018 WSL Big Wave Awards. So those are coming up Saturday, April 28th, 2018. And for those of you who are familiar with the surfing industry, these are basically the biggest night in surfing. Outside of contests, these just highlight everything that's been done in surfing throughout the past year and all of those who've done it pretty well. And what's cool about it is, not only do they give a reward to the surfer who charged these waves, but they also give a little kickback to the photographer who captured it, which is something you don't see that often in professional sports. So, Saturday, April 28th, WSL Big Wave Awards will be going on, and they are for Ride of the Year, Biggest Paddle and Wave, Biggest Wave, Best Tube of the Year, Wipeout of the Year, and Women's Best Performance Award. So, what's cool about this is that they have all these different categories, and my personal favorite is Wipeout of the Year, just because it's always funny seeing the different people who've just eaten it so heinously and epically go up there and like talk about it, which is kind of cool. And then it also highlights the top five or six that go on. But highly recommend going out and voting for these different waves. Not for WSL, my bad. No, I highly recommend going out and voting locally, because that leads us to our next issue. And WSL Big Wave Awards are nominated by a panel of private judges, unfortunately. But going on to voting locally, for those of you who are California residents, I urge you to talk to your California legislators about, I think it's Act SB 1017, but what Act SB 1017, which goes into a transition, which will allow California to transition away from large-scale fishing drift lines that entrap and tangle marine wildlife, and especially with all this, these new marine animals moving towards Southern California, California, up from Mexico, or deep Pacific, like South Pacific, where they usually come from, where it's warmer, with these warm temperatures coming up, there's a high likelihood that some of them will get tangled. And National Geographic actually just did an amazing story on it. And you can find that on their website or on their Instagram page if you're just looking for a short little sum up of it. But basically, all these animals, ranging from trophy fish to sharks, like small sharks, sea lions, seals, whales, especially dolphins, they're all getting entangled in these drift lines. So for those of you unfamiliar with fishing, which is okay, drift lines are these big-ass nets that commercial fishing boats use. And this isn't like fishing out of the harbor, like day trip type fishing. No, this is like industrial, like all this fish is going towards market, and not local fish market, but like your Ralph's, your Stater Brothers. I mean, these are all local, but not really doing the right job. But yeah, like grand scale consumer shopping. So by talking or trying to go out and vote with SB 1017, you will prevent fish, marine wildlife, everything in that general spectrum from getting injured by and potentially killed by these various nets. And so, although it might feel like it, the temps are rising in Southern California this week, up to 63 degrees from 58 degrees last week in the Orange County area. Surf report for South Orange County, North Orange County. We have a little bit of south-southwest swell still sticking around, but we have a new west-northwest swell slowly breaking in through the weekend for the next few days, and that should keep you guys content, happy, all that jazz. Diving back in, we're going to be talking about Zach Noyle, the surf photographer, famous on Instagram and throughout the surf community for all of his interesting pictures and just understanding of the wave, the surfers, and everything going on. So an interesting story recently came out where Zach Noyle talked about the 2016 Eddie Aikau contest. So the Eddie Aikau contest is held only when the conditions meet the expectations, granting Eddie would go. For those of you who aren't familiar with the story, Eddie Aikau, legendary Hawaiian lifeguard, surfer, and waterman, huge part of Hawaiian culture. He was a professional surfer, or semi-professional surfer, North Shore legend, and a lifeguard at Waimea Bay. But what happened was, there was this mission put on by like the Polynesian Culture Center in Hawaii, where they're gonna take traditionally handcrafted Polynesian vessel across the Hawaiian Islands to Tahiti, only using the stars, retracing their ancestors' footsteps type thing. And so it was like a team of scientists and like biologists or scientists too, but it was a team of the who's who of Hawaiian of science, and then a few key individuals within Hawaii, and Eddie Aikau was invited to go. So Eddie went on this, and then about 4 or 5 hours into the maiden voyage, they got knocked over. The boat completely flipped, and Eddie Aikau, being the legendary waterman that he is, took his surfboard and tried paddling back to an island to get help for the rest of the people who were on board. What happened was Eddie was never seen again, and the people aboard the vessel ended up being found, but Eddie went down in history forever after that. And so in the years following, Waimea Bay was going off huge, and somebody said, like, nobody wanted to go in, but then somebody said, oh, Eddie would go, and that's how the phrase Eddie would go got started. But in 2016 at the annual, not annual, like I just explained, but every once in a while there's the Eddie Aikau contest put on by Quicksilver. So Zach Noyle photographed the entire thing from the water in 50 plus foot surf, and he didn't get out for 8 hours, didn't have food, didn't have water, and he is running through these sets, 50 foot sets at Waimea Bay, for 8 hours a day for 8 hours throughout the contest without food or water. And that was just an interesting thing, just how crazy these photographers will go for the shot. And I'm not 100% certain on it, but I'm pretty sure Zach has actually won one of the WSL Big Wave Awards for his photography skills, or been rewarded part of that little fund. But going back to legendary watermen, Tim Burnham, wedge crew guy, recently made the film Dirty Old Wedge in 2015, I believe, or 2016. But he is making a new movie called Part of Water, which is talking about Ben Carlson, the legendary lifeguard in Newport Beach, who passed away July 6, 2014, after going out on a rescue during a huge, huge day at the point in Newport. But Tim Burnham is now making a film on Ben, and that should be coming out sometime in 2019. And Tim was a guy who knew Ben, knew his attitudes on life, and he's going to do a real good job with this film. Oh, well, that's my watch. But in the next few weeks, months leading up to it, we should be seeing some pretty good high-quality trailers and stuff coming out in the media about it, which should be a great thing for the surfing community and the Newport Beach community. Just a huge, huge thing for them. Well, that's about it. So thank you for tuning in and listening to Listen and See. I'll be back again next week with some more fun stories and hopefully some updates on Part of Water. And just remember, those of you California residents, remember to go out, vote, try to get SB 1017 up on your radar for environmental marine life rights, I guess. Yeah. So thank you. Coming in daily, nightly, ever so rightly, wherever you're listening, this has been Listen and See.